world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 13.
A low-lot of Pokemon.
Oh my god. I'm gonna murder you.
A whole lot, but with a low classic?
How would you spell it?
It's like a low-lot.
Like that?
Wait, let me see.
A low-lotta?
Hold up. I would make like the A and O. So it looks like Lotta, like lots of, yeah.
But that's how you spell Lola.
Lots of love there.
Let me see how it looks. I guess that's right. I guess that's right. Yeah, let's do that. I mean, people will hear it. And it's like, I guess this is the most important thing.
We're starting our episode with the discussion of how to spell it.
That'll be a chapter titled Spelling Discussion.
This is important.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kevin's just sneezing in the background. So wait, is it A L O or L A L A? Again, things I'd like to imagine is like people first time listeners, like, oh, let me check this show out. How do you spell it? this is about Power Rangers.
To be fair, that's been me like all day, is just sneezing and snot going everywhere. So it hasn't been a very good day in that regard.
He almost had us read his transcripts.
Yeah, that would have been a lot easier, but here I am, toughing it out for you folks.
Rocket, like a hurricane.
You bet. So, one-ups. I don't remember if this happened last week or not, but I finally found the Oviraptor and Archelon swords.
Good for you, I didn't.
After forever, I finally found them.
I keep seeing Archelon by itself still. I think it's a conspiracy here, honestly.
It's because everyone wants the farting crossbow sword. I mean, come on. He's honestly the best one. But, so I got those finally, and I'm all excited. He's my little buddy. I got the six... I stabbed... Five legacy figures. They're good. Like, the figures themselves are really good.
What?
The Megazord's really good. I have no actual faith that we'll get all of them.
No, it's not gonna happen.
But I'm going to enjoy them while they're a thing that we can get.
I mean, we won't get all the Rangers, all the Megazords, all the pieces for the ones that are out.
All of the above. We're just going to be left with, like, shelves of just incomplete lines. Like, the Action Heroes, this one, the Super Legends ones that were, like, the same scale but skinnier.
Yeah.
The muscle-headed 15th anniversary. Like, it's just going to be this amalgam of, like... That picture George took of the three legacy figures with the shorter Ninja Storm figures is the representation of how all our collections will look all the time.
Like, every time they try to do some sort of anniversary line, it never finishes.
So, yeah, it's not going to be a thing.
The figure art's never finished.
It's really weird. Yeah, the joints on them are weird because they're, like, loose, but they're not?
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it.
I agree a lot because they're... Like, I took them out of the box, and I'm like, wow, these guys are kind of flimsy. And then I, like, posed them, and then they weren't flimsy anymore.
Yeah, it's like their sort of looseness makes them easier to pose, and they're not, like, loose where you have those ones that'll do the splits. But it's like this weird midway point of, well, these are loose, but not really. But yeah, they are, but not. It's like, I don't know, I'm, like, arguing with myself. I don't understand it.
Like, well, she's loose, but not really.
I thought you were going to say she argues with herself. I'm like, I don't really... That's a pretty lame insult, to be honest.
Like, I don't find much of mom being
loose. Your mom has mental health issues. Oh, man. You got me. Oh, right.
So we're gonna have like this Dino Megazord body that like won't get done until sometime next year.
So that whole body comes with Jason?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems... Wow.
Because...
Tommy has extra
like,
swords.
The next wave, if I remember right, is MMPR blue, black, pink, and then in space red and yellow. And so we're going to have a Dino Megazord with all of its limbs except a leg. So you can't even stand him up on a display.
Again, I don't know why they don't just do it by season. It's so much easier.
I know.
Like Ninja Storm, you do the three dudes, they make the Storm Megazord, and then you have the Crimson and Navy Thunder, and that can easily be just two giant Thunder Megazord pieces. It's just a top and a bottom, that's all it is. It's just, it's so much easier. Like, it's going to make it even worse when the line gets canceled, because it's going to be awkwardly done. You're just going to be left with an amputee. Some, like, probably multiple ones, honestly.
Watch them cancel it after wave two.
Oh, God. I just want to finish the space guys, and then they can go home if they want.
As long as up through wave three gets released, then we'll have complete Storm Megazords, Dino Megazords, and the Astro Megazords, so... We'll at least have a somewhat sense of completion.
So wave three then will complete all three of those teams?
Yeah, wave three is MMPR white and yellow, and then in space blue, black, and pink.
So. Still won't have a full Ninja Storm team, though. We'll have, like, the full first team.
Yeah.
But it won't be a full Storm Megazord, will it?
Yeah, the Storm Megazord's already complete.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't know how you could do
that. Because the Ninja Storm... Yellow and blue come with a leg and an arm.
Okay, I gotcha.
They literally cost an arm and a leg. Classic.
And yet
just
they
firing
come
off
with more
all
than
cylinders tonight.
Jason does. Anyhow.
Yeah, like, I really am not as upset about the accessories as most people, but he should have at least come with, like, a different mode of the Blade Blaster. Like, just one other one. That's all, really, instead of just the holstered one. It's like coming with an iPhone. It's like, what's even the point of posing you with this? It's like, not even just an iPhone, it's like an iPhone in a case that's, like, closed. It's like, you can't even use it.
I got those. Nothing really else exciting has been going on. More Pokemon Go, level 21.
Oh, fuck you.
So that's pretty legit. Got some decent guys going, so hurrah. But yeah, other than that, I've got nothing, so.
Well, if my obvious in-depth knowledge didn't spoil it, I also found the figures, finally. Well, it's not like we've been looking for a long time, but, like, there was, like, this whole issue of I was, like, staying on top of my local Target because I wanted to get the closest one. And, the street date was the 31st. And there's a big sign that there's going to be a huge construction project by Target on August 1st. So I was, like, hoping to, like, find them perfectly before that area was, like, inaccessible. And I didn't. So I had to find it at a different one. But I got some. And my opinions are pretty much what I said. I haven't really bought anything else that I can think of. Like my Oki box arrived that since he now exists again, so that was a thing. I finally saw Inside Out and the Good Dinosaur, so I'm all caught up on Pixar movies.
Finally, yeah. Weren't they good?
Yeah, I really liked Inside Out a lot. I liked the Good Dinosaur too. It wasn't quite as good, but it was still pretty good. And like, so I've been watching a lot of Pixar theory videos lately, and I mentioned on Twitter I find it hilarious how people are like asking the people making the videos why they aren't including Big Hero 6 and Frozen in the Pixar theory. I just think it's funny. Other than that, there honestly hasn't been much else. I'm rewatching Teen Wolf because yes, and that's really it. It's like Pixar and toys. That really describes my life. Actually, another describer. I feel like there's something else, but I'm forgetting it. It just doesn't matter, honestly.
You were touching yourself last night.
Oh yeah, that was it. Obviously, it's on the obvious checklist. I mean, I haven't been screen capped this week that I know of, so I think I'm okay. there was no scandal this week.
More Pokemon Go has been happening for me as well. I did my first gym battle the other day. I left work and had to go pick up my children, and the gym right by my work was a Team Instinct gym. So I felt they had four Pokemon in it, and I felt the need to take it on while sitting at the red light. So I'm like, oh, I'll be here a minute. I got nothing better to do. Let's see how this whole fighting and gym thing works. And I took out like half the gym in the time it took the light to change. My fucking Tangela, that solar beam, like, killed the Vaporeon at the gym in like one hit. Like, it had half health left, and solar beam was like, nope, fuck you, Vaporeon. I'm like, oh, damn. So that was fun. I did that, and let's see, what did I get? I got a plush Falco from Walmart I had found. That was interesting. And I got the Classic Collection movie Donatello and Michelangelo at that Walmart that I happened to just randomly find. I wasn't expecting to find them. They were just sitting there, and they were the only ones. They only had one of each of those two turtles, and I was like, well, I really don't feel like spending $20 to buy each of these, but they're the only ones they have, and they're the movie ones.
Yeah, I've only seen those, like, one time.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever seen them, and so I said, well, I may as well get these. So that was nice. I was really happy with that. I also got the Arceus figure and the plush.
Yay.
And when I went, it was so funny because I got off of work and I went home. And I was like, hey, you did not answer my text about going to GameStop. I need to get Pokemon stuff. And she's like, oh, okay. So we all get, like, together. For some reason, it's a whole family excursion to go places. So I was like, okay. And we all go to GameStop, and they're walking around in the store. I'm waiting for Kaylee to start wrecking the place like she does. And I'm waiting in line, and she's just... Kaylee's new thing is she started to talk like I do, so she's going around being like, hey, bruh, what you doing, bruh? And so, like, I was laughing, and that was about it. But I was sitting there.
Oh, shit. That's better. Bless you. You only get one.
Oh, damn it. Again, at least two, you monster. Oh, fucking hell. Get out of here. Just get out of here.
But I was in line.
You're going home. You're going home.
I got to the counter, and my nose is running. Hold on.
Story of my life today.
Okay, we're better.
Maybe it's like, God, this story just really shouldn't be heard. I mean,
no,
who are we to judge what God wants? I mean, Chuck is all-knowing.
And the guy was like, oh, do you...
Thanks, Chuck. I'll try.
Like, yeah, I need the code for Arceus. He's like, oh, okay. And he doesn't even look. He just remembered me from the last time because he was the nice guy that gave me all the Darkrai codes and just, like, grabbed, like, a stack of them and goes, is this enough? Yeah, that should do it.
Is and, this enough?
I got like five Darkrai codes, and then the other employee was at the next register over, and saw me buying Arceus things. I was like, "Oh, do you need the code?" And he was just gonna give me some, and the other guy's like, "Oh no, I got them." He's like, "I know how many games he has," so I took care of him. I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool. This is awesome. These guys are just gonna give this shit away." Like, the Nazi who didn't want to, like, give me any Darkrai the last time wasn't there. So I was pretty pleased with that. I got a Santa icon today. I got the confirmation for that. I got to pay for it. But so that made me happy because that's my last one that I need. That's not a rider. And I got the Zygarde collection box, and I got the Mega Alakazam and the Zygarde pin card things, the sets, and I got the one from Mega Latios. So I have three nifty new pins and a bunch more cards. And I was putting my new cards away tonight, and I saw the most sad card art ever.
That Cubone?
Yes, I felt so bad. I wanted to hug it. I wanted to go find every Cubone and hug it.
Like, that Cubone is the definition of depressing.
Like,
especially
it's
when you read its Pokedex art or Pokedex entry, and then you look at it, and then you just cry a little bit.
Like, it's sitting at the amusement park, clutching its bone, all sad, like, and there's like a kid and their mother playing in the background. And you're like, oh god, why this? Why?
Oh, why would you
do this to me?
Sitting in an amusement park, clutching his bone. don't touch Jonathan's magic bone.
Oh god.
I was so sad. And Jesus Christ. But yeah. And what else?
So I had to wait at my GameStop for the UPS truck to come in order to get my plush and figure. Because they weren't there when they opened. It was the worst.
Brian likes them fresh. That sounded creepy, actually.
I got the Lightspeed Rescue key set, so I just need the new turbo one, and I'll have all the keys and I can be done with the shit.
Until they do more.
About those Megazord keys. For fuck's sake!
And I bought a movie Bebop and Rocksteady figures, mostly because I wanted the code that comes with them for TMNT Legends. Well, they were on sale. When I got them, there was a sale, so I got them a little bit cheaper, and I got a code. And I wanted to go back for Turtles, but I didn't. I never did. I forgot, and so I missed the sale. But I at least I'm going to get them so I can get more codes to for the game, because that's the kind of person that I am. But I don't think I got anything else. Trying to think. No. No, just an adorable Falco to go with my Fox McCloud, and I had to make room for Falco next to Fox so they could sit together, and so I had to move my baby Donkey Kong, and like all of my Nintendo plushies are sitting on top of my DVD rack, and then there's also a Pongo and Perdita from the 101 Dalmatians that I got at the Disney store, like these large ones. And now baby Donkey Kong is just sitting atop Perdita's head, all adorable like, because he's baby Donkey Kong, and just so that way Fox and Falco could sit together. And it is adorable, and I want to hug them all. But they're really high up, and I don't want
to
move.
Baby Donkey Kong has to do for the sake of uniformity.
Yes. Well, because I have Cat Mario and Cat
it's a
Luigi.
Rough life.
Cat Mario, Cat Luigi, and Cat Toad all have to be together because they're all the cat versions. And then the babies are all together because he's still kind of near baby Mario and Luigi. And then my two Star Fox guys are together. So they're all next to each other. And I really want to know what happened to that Princess Zelda I got. I think Kaylee took it and just kept it because she's Kaylee. God damn it. Fucking Kaylee. The child's bad, I tell you.
We knew that.
But,
Devil child stuff.
Yes, yes. I think that is it. I don't think I had anything. Nothing else happened story-wise. No stupid children and,
thank God.
I taught Natalie to say Pika Pika.
No, we almost made it.
It's adorable when a 1-year-old says points at Pikachu and just says Pika Pika.
That's when I just begin vomiting, just like uncontrollably, honestly, when we think about it.
My child is adorable and you know it. She looks just like me.
I feel like you just disproved your own point. Really, that was just like a self-defeating argument. Like,
no.
So how about that news? So we got some X-Aid production information.
I didn't read it. Tell it to me, Brian. I'm like, okay.
I didn't read it.
I didn't read it. I'm like, oh, Brian, like, you need to tell me what the news
you
is.
You gotta tell me what's going on with X-Aid.
Oh my god, Brian. So I didn't read the news, and you need to tell me what it is.
You're grounded. Alright, so the head writer is a guy that hasn't done a whole lot of toku. He did some of the side stories of Drive. Not like the main series ones, but like the type Tokujo and stuff, those ones.
Tokujo's writing the series? But... Oh man, this is going to be a wild one.
It would be. It would be amazing. But he has written for like Lupin the Third and Tiger and Bunny and stuff, so he's primarily an anime writer, which, if we know, the last time that happened, the show was really good. Move, Mei-Mei. Okay, fine. Whatever.
I did notice
Ryan's,
that...
like, so good at arguing discipline.
That in a lot of ways, the toy line this year is a kind of like a, I don't want to say throwback, but... is like a callback to the way they did Gaim's toyline.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Like, there's all those series of toys that all line up with like exactly how Gaim was laid out. So,
because like the weapons are their own thing with no gimmick items, and the gimmick items have their own lights and sounds in them, and there's multiple writers from the beginning.
You can just buy the gimmicks. You don't have to worry
with
about
power ups. You can just buy the gimmicks, and like, then.
I'm taking the writer as a good sign, like, but I'm trying to be like cautious about it, because even if you end up with somebody good in there, it all depends on what like the higher ups are telling them. Because remember before Ghost Ranger came out, we found out all those Ghost Ranger people involved. Oh my god, that scared the shite out of me. But like. And then what happened with Ghost Ranger? And then we found out, like, near the end that they were like, oh, we had all these plans to do things, and then Toei was like, wah, 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 and then it didn't get done. So, like, I'm really hoping that it is, like, a Gaim situation, because, like, when we have somebody that hasn't done toku before, we get refreshing stuff, but I'm just hoping, like, the powers that be allow for awesome stuff to happen. God, there is this crazy, scary spider on my wall. Die, you bitch! In hell! Oh, thank god. Oh my god, it's still moving. Die, you piece of shit.
Wait, what is it? What's happening?
It's a spider.
Is it a hobo that entered your apartment to kill you?
No, it was just a spider, which is also, I guess, actually the same thing, because they're just a bunch of homeless, like, freeloaders, really, when we think about it.
Well, the hobo is still waiting for you, then.
Honestly, that scares me less than the spider.
The producer is the guy that was producer for Drive and Kyoryuger. So both of those shows were written by Sanjo, and so this is the first time that Omori has produced a show that was written by someone that wasn't Sanjo. So it'll be a little bit interesting to see what happens, but it could go either way. He's not bad, but I don't think he's got super credentials either, but that is what it is, and the head director did various episodes for Gekiranger, Shinkenger, Gokaiger, Wizard, Tokuger, and Ninja. So, not that that means a whole lot, but the one thing that is a little bit concerning, at the very least, is the... Yes, I'm tired too, Zeus. Is... what is he doing? Oh, quiet. Is the, what?
Larigo!
Zeus is Larigo, confirmed. He's Larigo with a reboot. Is the fact that the toy producer is the same guy that kind of fucked with Ghost.
Oh, great.
So I'm a little worried. But
what do you mean fucked with ghosts?
Like,
it's like a supernatural necrophilia.
Basically, Toei... That just processed in my head.
I know, you had to rewind that, did you?
Basically, he's the reason why the beginning half of Ghosts like doesn't correlate to the plot of the show whatsoever, and was basically a giant mess. That's mostly on him.
Oh, well, that guy needs to go suck a big bag of dicks.
Pretty much. So we'll see if he fucks around with this show too, or whether his name's just there because he wants his name there.
he's a guest at MorphCon.
Oh god.
That's so our next obviously, bit of big news.
We talked about how he's got the level 1 form and level 2 form. The level 1 form can save people that are infected by the viruses that the bug stars is what they're called.
It's like, let's just take the name War Stars and put bug in front of it.
They're all based on bugs anyway, so...
Yeah, no one's gonna fucking notice.
So he can, like, heal them, and then level 2 is the one that fights and battles with them. So all that fun stuff. And the show will contain unique imagery iconic to video games, such as damage and attack meters. So that should be kind of interesting to see.
It's gonna be like that Scott Pilgrim stuff they did in that Megaforce video.
Yeah.
KO!
So that'll be interesting. and I with him premiering in the movie that actually will premiere like the same time as this podcast does, give or take. I've never wanted someone to film that movie so much that I do right now, because I need to know what the driver sounds like. Like, I got to know.
If only JDF was in Japan, he does that shit all the time. He'll just, like, record in the theater. What do you guys think of this movie? Oh, JDF illegal filming. Goes right next to JDF lunch and, like, all the other nonsense he does. I tell you, following that man on social media is an adventure.
JDF, like, silly stringing his name into the pavement.
It's like if you were to just experience the randomness of people's dreams, but, like, live... It's like, 1 minute he's posting a pic of Sam, and the next he's showering in a green helmet. And, like, then there'll be, like, a video of him just talking, and it always freezes on the funniest facial expression imaginable. And it just makes me think, you know what, he actually is a pretty good actor, because I'm watching Dino Thunder, and he has such a calm demeanor, and that's just, like, not him in real life at all.
Yeah.
He's just like this calm teacher that teaches people in real life. He's like, yeah! Like, he's just constantly in a seizure. Like, it's just the funniest thing.
JDF is a living seizure.
Like, he kind of is. Oh, man. Our lives are different from other people's.
But that's it for news. Like,
it was pretty slow week for Toke.
Well, big news, MorphCon is getting a slew of great guests. Their guest lineup includes the wonderful, as always, Scott Zillner and his boy Realm. Those guys are must-see guests on everyone's list this year.
That sums up my thoughts. Like, I have no thoughts.
I never have any thoughts, so it works out.
God, so stupid. Anyway.
I know, right?
This whole convention's stupid. But
it's a bunch of hot nonsense is what it is.
Basically. This is like the fifth one, and it just continuously gets more and more to be a hot mess, like, every year. But anyway.
Announced as guests because Dawson was a troll on social media.
I wasn't even trolling them. I was just talking to somebody else. I was trying to have a very private, public conversation.
But they got Eka Darville, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm upset I can't go.
I can get, like, you all Eka Darville's autograph.
If RJ wasn't there last year, and because they like just announced them like a week ago, maybe less, I would be pissed. Because I would totally go for it just to meet him if I hadn't already met him. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen so many guests announced last minute. I've seen like last minute cancellations or like uncancellations, but I've never seen like it's kind of shitty for people that, because last minute plans aren't easy. They're planning so many things as if everyone lives in California.
And a lot of the better guests were all last minute. Like,
so it's kind of shitty the way they're going.
Apparently,
about it.
Mercury Ranger's going to be there. Someone should ask him why he's so fucking terrible.
Why are you such a bully for Ethan?
Like, why are you a terrible actor? Why did your character suck so much?
Which one?
Well, that was
all
an
of them.
Ranger.
Why did you betray Sky? He was your best friend. You had friendship bracelets. Does that mean nothing to you? For God's sake, man. Don't you have any morals?
You betrayed the friendship bracelet.
Betrayed.
You are dead to me.
Did you see how I love the Dan Southworth? Dan Southworth was canceled. Dan Southworth is a maybe. He's a probably. He's back! Why did you even say anything? You should have just held it in.
I missed the part where he's back.
Yeah, like, today I saw that it's official, but it was like, he said, I probably can't make it, but I might be able to stop by. I'll probably be able to stop by. I'm back. Like, you should have just never said anything. Like, honestly. I mean, that's what happened to the one we were there. He was like, I'm not coming, and then he just showed up and humped Kevin's leg. So, I mean, he really didn't need to say anything.
Yeah, it was really great. It was a magical moment for me, and I would love to do it all over again.
Did they really just put up press registration? What the actual fuck?
It's so disorganized. But you
guys,
know
it's the best thing ever because of Realm.
It's in Scott. A week.
It's in a week, and they're still announcing guests. Granted, it's kind of like a no need to pay for it trip we already took, but it's kind of ridiculous how close they announced a platinum event that you...
Yeah, because like, no one knew when to fly in. Like, there was people with platinum badges going, well, do I fly in early on Thursday? Can I fly in the evening? What the hell do I have to do? And they're like, we're working on it. We don't know if it's actually going to be a thing that exists. We're trying. And then they're like, oh, here it is. Tour time. Like,
at the very least, they could say, we're possibly working on something for Thursday. So take that into account. And, like, most people have probably already made their plans. I mean, they might be flying in Thursday afternoon, evening, or Friday morning. It's, like, really unprofessional. And then if you call them out, you get screen capped. So you just... It's kind of a catch-32. It's like when you speak out against the Empire, it's like, Jesus.
Burr, 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 burr.
Don't even deserve that theme song.
Fair enough.
I heard that Kylo Ren's would have been better, that it would have had music.
Kylo Ren has an 8-pack. He's shredded.
I hear that his face is the best.
We really do run things into the ground, don't we?
I realized the other day that that's the current Bad Intruder video. I just realized it.
And then once we run them into the ground, we run them into the ground some more for good measure.
Then we find a new one and start the process over again.
Like, just to make sure that we've killed it, we stab it a few more times.
Oh, man.
Anyway, let's move on so we can eventually talk to Pokemon.
Talk to Pokemon?
Come here, Pikachu, we got to talk.
How do you feel about being a detective? I'm thinking Anthony Anderson for your partner. I hate the whole plate! The whole plate! Don't talk to me, criminal! Anthony Anderson for Transformers 5.
Yes, please.
They got rid of like half the cast, where are they all?
But no one cares about those fuckers.
I do care about Andrew and the hot blonde girl from Jessica Jones. Whose name I always forget, but she was hot. And like... but somebody was... The guy that played Nicolas Cage's dad, National Treasure, was in it. Like, randomly.
Oh yeah, that guy. Fuck.
General Worcestershire Sauce.
They used to General Washington.
Angelina Jolie's dad.
Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie are related? Oh my god. Guys, I think we just broke the story. Quick, call TMZ. Anyway. Moving on for real, so.
So now it's time for... superhero time.
Is it though?
Juoja. Go, 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 Ghosto. Boosto. Ghosto.
No, stop. I'm going to get that figure out in the mail and just start crying on the spot. I'll do it my first vlog in forever. It's just me opening and just start weeping. Except, like, I can't have good enough acting, so, like, you just see me pouring, like, teardrops in my eyes. But, like, I forget to edit it out. So just me opening it and then, like, gouging my eyes and then fake crying. It's just...
So, Geoger.
The Beast Hunter arrived.
We almost went a full episode with Misao being a tolerable person.
You just couldn't do it, though. You couldn't do it.
You're so close.
Just hold it in. Hold it in.
Nope. And then he had to fuck it up at the end.
And, like, I like the idea of introducing Dongri, or whatever his name is.
Dongri! Like,
as this sort of third party. And... I mean, it could easily change next week. Like, for all we know, next week he just murders the whole cast and, like, recasts the whole show. But, like, I don't like the idea of the main guys, like, absorbing him. I kind of liked the idea of him just being this wild card.
Yeah,
I thought it would have made things
interesting. This was two opportunities they had to introduce a wild card, and both times they got absorbed into the other factions.
They got Vexicist. I'm a bounty hunter. You work for me now. All right.
All right.
That's kind of how it went down. Like, I wasn't aware. No one even sent me a fax, but okay.
It didn't even take him any convincing. It's like,
do I get any dental?
Is it fun? It's loads of fun. Well, all right. Sounds good to me.
It's basically like working at Google, but like way more fun because there's murder. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
You squander its potential like the disappointing child.
Yeah, I liked him in this episode, and I thought he was an interesting villain, but I'm not giving a whole lot of hope because every time they do something interesting, they fuck it up. So, and they already did kind of fuck it up. So,
yeah.
So I'm not that incredibly optimistic about him. His design's cool out there anyway. He's like the Davy Jones of Geoger.
Now I'm just picturing Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean and Geoger, and it would make it like 20% better.
It really would.
Like just his whole crew of just coral people. Coral! It's Davy Jones, Coral Jones.
Davy Jones.
Classic Davy Jones is locker. It's locker. I don't know what. Go to Outback. I don't know. Bloomin' Onion. I don't know. Where am I?
Bloomin' Onion.
I'm just saying catchphrases from Outback now. Damn it, I want a Bloomin' Onion now, though.
I want a steak.
You could bloom my onion.
Dear Lord, it's happening. But yes.
So yeah, that and then they almost went the entire episode out without having to bribe Misao into doing something by flirting with him.
That's gonna continue until they run that joke into the ground.
I kind of wish that
they run jokes into the ground as bad as we do.
That the world would have taken out the monster on his own because like. Evil the world would have, like, flicked him and he would have been dead. But, like, good the world just can't take it. It's like that classic Sixth Ranger thing. I get they want to show off the new formation, but still.
Like, it pisses me off so hard. But.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else good about this episode and I can't think of anything.
No. I'm trying to think. Like.
Like, I didn't mind it. It was an alright episode. It's just... it's still continuously going nowhere.
Yeah. It was one of its more decent ones in a while, but like we pretty much said, it kind of boiled down to it introducing something with potential and like slamming it down. Like, I'm hoping I'm wrong next week, and like he just blows the ship up or something, and he's like, I'm running this bitch or something. I don't know. Maybe Lothar shows up. I don't know. Where is he? He's still in the rubble of the of Mezogog's Island. No one's even come after him. Poor guy. Maybe they'll find him in Ninja Steel and just put him up on the shelf or something. That'd be funny. Like, no crossover, like, return. They just find little action figure. Like, that'd be funny, somebody just finding all the action figures on his Dino Thunder Island. By the way, I love how they explained how dumb Abba Ranger's monsters are with the Geno Randomizer. I like that there was probably a meeting, they're like, how do we explain this to people? They're like, what if they just have a machine that mixes random shit up like a blender, but, like, really sciencey? Like, perfect. That's how we'll explain a copy or bell pepper. Like a fur face.
That's how we'll explain a copier, bell pepper.
Classic Abba Ranger mess around. Actual Abba Ranger growl.
I don't know. So, it is what it is.
So Ghost.
Ghost confirmed for us what we suspected since we first saw Magistrate Edith.
How shit was it that this revelation happened on a gag? I mean, it's typical Ghost, but seriously.
I mean, it makes no sense. Captain Amazing doesn't wear glasses. Lance Hunt does wear glasses. They couldn't have been the same person. No? Sorry, I had to squeeze in the Mystery Man reference.
Okay, got it.
Will you fork give me if I fork get? Sorry, another one. Anyway, I killed the room with my.
Are you done?
Blue Raja. No. Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
It was really. Thought about doing a shoveler one, but then I held back.
I mean, like, I don't know. I've always found that kind of thing to be funny. Like, hey, you put on the wrong outfit, and he's like, oh, fuck. I screwed the pooch on this one. But yeah, it was kind of dumb to do it that way, because after all this build-up and them just, like, you know, hiding it and avoiding the topic for so long, to just kind of, oh, yeah, we're one person.
Did he say why he did it? Did I miss it?
No.
No.
So, like, because no one asked. That would be the first question I asked.
I mean, they were asking, he just wasn't answering.
Well, yeah, but, like, once it was, like, they ignored it last week, like, when they asked him outright, and he just kind of went on about something else. And then, like, but when he actually confirmed it, that would be the first thing I ask. Hey, why did you do this? And instead, he was just like, oh, bing bong! And then everyone was fine. And then Takaru was like, protecting feelings and smiles and dental and toku feelings and friendship. And I love you all. We have infinite potential. Now let's go out there and make America great again. Like, I'm like, what are we doing here? I'm going to vote for Tug Romney. Let's get America back to work.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
Really want some solo Tug time. But I hated that, because it was pretty obvious that they were going to be the same person, and I hope they say something about, like, I don't understand what the point of that was. I mean, the people in the Ganmo world never saw his ridiculous Earth outfit, and the other people never saw his, like, Shocker outfit, but, like, once they crossed, he should have just explained himself, like, did he just really, like, wasn't sure what hairstyle worked best, so he just wanted to try it? Like... I kind of wish that his Ganma World personality was the real one, because it was like right after he's like, oh, I just saved Takaru. After that, then he returned to Ming Bong. Like, God damn it, man. That's a real one.
Takaru?
Takaru. He's Jackie Legs' cousin, you know, just kangaroo.
Like a kangaroo?
Yes, Takaru.
Takaru is an eagle mixed with a kangaroo.
Boom, there we go.
Takaru.
Takaru combo. It's just two of them. There's just a blank middle.
God, what the hell? But yeah, like, so that was
Tato-ru.
Weird.
Tato-ru. There you go.
Then,
Gaddafi combo.
I had a thought. I'm trying. Oh, I like how, like, so what exactly is happening? And he's like, well, you know how Takaru died that first time and had a 99-day limit to come back? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, remember how weird shit happened after that? Yeah. Yeah, I can't fix it anymore. I don't know what the hell's going on.
He took his life out of the packaging. He can't return to Nan. So, like, and he did it twice, and I was like, fuck, dude, you're really ruining the warranty on this one.
I like how they're in display. Like, wait, so you could have just brought him back to life at any point during that first 99 days? Kinda?
Son of a bitch. I really just wanted you to get all the icons for us.
So I didn't want to stock Ami-Ami, even though they're pretty easy to get. Same like the metal.
I was trying to stop the gun misers, and I really wanted you to get the icons, so it seemed like the thing to do.
If we're being really honest, my favorite part of this episode was Urasin saying that Necrom smelled like an old lady.
That's my favorite part of any ghost episode, really.
Why did he keep changing costumes every time you saw him? I don't know. I think he just really doesn't know what's going on anymore either, and he's just fucking around. He's like, hey, if I put this clown wig on, you think they'll notice? Didn't say a fucking thing. I just, like, popped up behind him in the clown wig, and he's like, friendship! And like, oh, didn't notice. Let's go try this other outfit on.
I didn't know Paul was here.
Oh, I get that one.
I don't.
Oh my friendship. God, Brian, I'm so glad you get the joke. You still friendship. Didn't get this one.
Oh, God. Anyway.
It's the most annoying voice I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Aside from Bronte.
Oh, I love inside jokes. I love to one day be a part of one.
That terror, fortunately, ended pretty quickly. So...
My wife said this year is probably the season with the most annoying voices all at one time.
Oh god, this cast is awful. But
are you talking about our show? I mean, we've been pretty much in rare form in this episode. We're kind of off the walls, if I'm being honest.
This show is butt-fucking terrible.
It's knocking fut.
You got that right. You know how it is. but yeah, I don't know why Edith has like split personality disorder. What's wrong with him? I'm not really sure.
Probably because he has the name of an old lady, Edith. You only hear that name at a retirement home or a morgue.
We're all in the family.
And I guess he is.
Oh, watchy.
I think.
We gotta stop the gun misers. And we stay for yourself there, Edith. The colors are coming on the TV.
Between George's parents from Seinfeld? I don't know. I can't tell. Help. And, like, I was getting, like, annoyed at the fight between Ghost and Adele, because he just kept breaking out, like, hello from the outside, set fire to the rain. It was just like, Jesus, take it easy. No, but, like, it was just filled with Toku cliche sayings.
Jojo and, like, was too. Like, well, these episodes together were, like, a slideshow of cliche Toku nonsense.
Pretty much. And I think what makes Ghost worst about it is that we're, like, getting in the final plot, and it's boiling down to that this same humans can't be trusted, they're terrible. But no, humans, just believe in them. They're imperfect, but they're cool. Trust me.
Well,
and it's like,
I'm going to tell myself that those cliched sayings are because they're both anniversary series and not due to shitty writing and just hope for the best.
Probably both. But it was just like, it was like one after the other. And then, like, I could see what they were trying to go for by mirroring the scenes of his dad and Edith and him and Adele, but like, I felt like, hey, if this show was good and the writing was competent, then this would be a good moment. But no, and I was like, please don't take his hand, because you can't just have Takaru recruiting everybody. Like, it's just gonna be the Gon Miser just being like, son of a bitch. What do we have? We have his sister sitting there.
That's
in
okay.
That chair in the corner, really weirdly. Like,
I was really confused at first. Because my stupid pea brain didn't understand the concept that the flashback with Takeru's dad was before they started all their work.
Oh, yeah. So I'm
sitting here going, well, why did he betray them?
I was,
and then it dawned on me, I'm like, oh.
My first idiot thought was, he killed his dad? But he said Bing Bong, so it's okay.
Poor Bing Bong.
Good old Bing Bong.
Chip crunching noises. N3P.
Who's your friend that likes to play Bing Bong, Bing Bong? Who's your friend that makes you shout hooray? Bing Bong, Bing Bong. Bing
bong. What is happening?
I'm just Bing laughing bong, because
inside
this
out.
Is,
I'm good at archery.
This is a podcast that we're doing.
Brian's lost it. We tipped him over. It happened. It happened. One Bing Bong too many.
I'm all Bing Bonged out. This is our show, everybody.
Triple Ant Gum.
So now, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, I got cradle.
Cool. Do.
Because now it's time for ramble time. Yeah.
I just realized I forgot to finish Pokemon. I like started it, and then I was like, you know what? I think a new girl reruns on. I'll come back to it, and I didn't. But I know it was about Fanthump or whatever.
Yeah, it was about Fanthump.
And it had a cool repaint Fanthump or whatever you call them. Did they ever even address their dead children? No?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a stupid Phantom episode wedged between two plot episodes. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because next week is the end of the, I can't see your water. And we can't see your face because they're all the water, Ash Greninja.
Yeah, so. It came up pretty quick, thanks to me. No. Like, I knew it happened because, like, in the anime, like, now he's fighting in Sceptile and stuff, and it's happening, but it's just, like, it seemed like I didn't realize it was going to go on that long. Like, the whole water thing. So, but yeah, that was a thing that happened. Or didn't happen for me yet. I still have to watch it for completion's sake.
So, a thing that actually happened. Oh, go ahead.
I caught up with all the episodes because, like, three behind. And one thing I did like is the last one where Serena dressed up as Ash. Not because I particularly like the characters, because Serena and Bonnie and them, they're just all fucking annoying. But I like that Serena was observant enough through her time with Ash that she could copy exactly what he does and the stupid things that he makes Pikachu do in battle. Like, yeah, because here's this guy who just talked to Serena and then 2 minutes later didn't recognize that was her and Ash's clothes. Like, it's not like she was gone for, like, a day. So she was gone for, like, 3 minutes to change. And he's like, oh, this must be Ash. Different clothes.
Well, look what happened with Ash and Team Rocket. Jesse puts on a hat and she takes off the hat and he's like, oh my god! It was her the whole time? She's wearing the hat! For fuck's sake!
These people oh my have been god!
Around for over a decade.
And,
Team Rocket!
But, like, the dude does shit with his little fucking weird Pikachu, and she's just like, okay, what dumb thing would Ash do now? Oh, I know. Iron Tail the ground to stop Earthquake, because that works. I'm gonna stop Dig. I wanna do that in my game.
Well, she also imitated his sayings, like when he goes, use Iron Tail, let's go! Why do you always say let's go after you give a move command? Like, does that help? Like, motivate him? Like, cheerleading? I don't know. Please assist.
He read it in a book once.
Motivating your Pokemon for dummies.
She really pays attention, like, thoroughly to what Ash does, because she's doing this, like, move for move with this kind of asshole does. When Ash just shows up in his underwear. I'm ready. Stop Team Rocket, guys. Dude's like, what the fuck's going on? Ash is like, I just got laid.
uh, So something that did happen was possibly the greatest trailer for a Pokemon game I've ever witnessed in my life.
I know, right? I was like, oh, we're going to get like 3-4 new Pokemon. And then it was like just bleh, just like information all over the place. And I was like just trying to pick shit up. It was falling all over. I'm like, wait, what happened? So, what the fuck is going on?
Let's start with the new Pokemon. Just because make me feel better. I'm going to get to the cool stuff later. So we got Yungoos's evolved form, which is like even more Trumpy.
I hate it because I kind of like Gumshoes. Like, if I was in a world where I wasn't thinking about Donald Trump, I would like it. But it's like, now that's all I can see. So, sorry, Gumshoes. Go hang out with Glumshanks and just talk about how similar your names are.
Hey, so that's cool.
He's all right. He's kind of ruined for me, too. I mean, I still see, like, old detective in him. But after the onslaught of Trump jokes, it's just kind of like all you see, so it's like, sucks to be you.
Then we found out that Mudsdale is an evolved form of this tiny donkey called Mudbray.
Donkey!
Like, so that's
He's
cool.
He's really adorable. He's got scary
know,
eyeballs,
right?
though.
This little jackass becomes a big Clydesdale.
It's funny because it's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going down Cerebi's list, by the way. So next up is Minior. It's a rock flying meteor that has... I love the name of this ability. An ability called Shields Down. So that when it gets below half health, the shell breaks. And
it becomes
like
a
lighter,
Kirby villain.
Smaller. And it's what?
It becomes a Kirby villain.
Right? And it gets, like, these really big eyes, and it's brightly colored. And it can attack better. So that's pretty cool.
I like him. He's cute.
In the center,
I mean,
comes in different colors.
The shielded form isn't that cute, but...
No. But I like it. I think it's a neat idea. Then we have these two grass... things that are Fomantis and Lurantis.
I feel like Lurantis should be part fairy type.
I because it's part pig.
Is that Pokest? I don't know. Is that like I don't know, but I just feel like all Pokemon that look like that end up being fairy types. So like it's just like curveball. You know how it is.
It's because it's fairly reminiscent of Florgus, I think.
Fergus.
Fergus?
I'm going to catch one and name it Fergus now. It's going to be a thing. I'm not going to use it. I'll just name it Fergus and put it in the box. I don't got time for that.
And it's going to take over hell. I caught up with Supernatural. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Then we have Oricorio.
I like Lurantis, though. I just wanted to say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm interested to see how it works. It's got a new move called Solar Blade, and I really want to know. I want to know more.
Like, other than the candy cane pants, there's just something I kind of like about it. Yes, continue to the dancing birds.
It's pants straight out of Sugar Rush. So Oricorio has four different appearances and types based on its style of dance.
I'm going to name mine Auric Oreo.
So it's got Bailey style, which is fire flying. Pom Pom style, which is electric flying. Pow style, which is psychic flying.
Pow.
And Sensu style, which is ghost flying.
Does it heal you if you eat it?
I don't know. And like each type, I think, corresponds to an island.
Classic Corrin.
So, but I think this is a pretty cool thing, right? It's different. Yeah, different types.
I like the fact that they're all different types, because we've had a lot that are like different based on their area or something, like Gastrodon Shellos, but we haven't really had one that actually changes types based on where you get it. So that's really cool, and the fact that they're all based around dance is neat.
They all look very different.
Yeah, people are speculating that because like the pom pom style is electric, that it's going to be on the first island. with Tapa Koko. And then the other like guardians are going to be fire and psychic and ghost. Just like that. Because actually before these came out, I forgot who it was, but there was a theory I watched on YouTube that guessed these types based on island colors of like the actual Hawaii, and it all lines up. So
it's all connected.
It actually could be a thing, but that's it's kind of cool. But I like them. I like probably Sensu style the best because
Japan. I love how the three out of the four have this really relaxed, like half closed eye, but then the electric one just like fuck yeah, like its eyes are wide open.
Fuck yeah, cheerleading.
Let's like just marathon all the Bring It On movies right now. Let's just do it. Just don't even think about it. Just pop it in. That sounded well.
That's what cheerleaders do say. Just pop it in.
I'm done. I'm going home.
So that happened. And to take a slight detour, the at least as I saw Magearna, the movie is called Volcano and the Mechanical Marvel, and the trailer for that came out. So that's the thing. I didn't watch it.
I like the and the Mechanical DC, to be honest. Classic, amazing jokes. Telling abilities on point.
So, if that wasn't enough, they started off the video with the phrase, some Pokemon are thriving in Alola. Now, I don't understand how thriving relates to any of these but Exeggutor. But,
well, whatever. I mean, if being forced to live in cold mountains is thriving.
It's my definition of a good time.
Kind of is, pretty honestly. It's pretty warm here right now. I'm kind of fed up with it.
Yeah, me too.
So certain Pokemon have what's called an Alola form, and it gives them a different type than what we normally get for them. For example, Sandshrew and Sandslash are typically ground types. In Alola, they are ice and steel type.
They should be called Snowshrew and Snowslash, honestly.
That would take too much work.
Yeah.
Vulpix, I would possibly nickname one of them like that. But
yeah. Vulpix becomes an ice type, and Ninetales becomes ice fairy. And all four of these become like a white color, and they actually look really good.
I think they're white.
And then Exeggutor becomes Grass Dragon, and it gets this really long neck and a tail with a face on it.
Look at this little fucker.
His main face is. And the other one looks like he's on the best drugs of all time, the one on the right. Just like, he really is thriving in Alola. He's on a whole lot of drugs. His trunk was a model as big as this. I'm on
and
fire.
The coconut that's on the tail has like the derpiest face ever.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
It's got little duck lips and everything. It's great.
Gotta get all the farts.
Brian, talk about the historical precedent of this Exeggutor.
Like the dragon fruit bit, or mm-mm. Oh yes, the cards.
It was in that card
this
set.
This little fucker. Okay, so way back in the jungle expansion, the box art for like the box that the booster packs come in Japan had this artwork, and in it there was an Exeggutor with a really long trunk like coming out of the side of the box. And there was, like, a Makey hanging from it or something. And everyone was like, oh, whatever, they just kind of fucked up the art, whatever. And then...
Like, I remember seeing that as a kid, wondering, what the hell's wrong with Exeggutor?
20 fucking years later, we get this son of a bitch. We've had Alolan Exeggutor since the beginning of Pokemon, and no one ever fucking knew.
Foreshadowing level expert. It's like looking at that green power coin for all those months.
Yeah, and it's even like, funny because in the Pokedex entry, it says it comes from the tropics. So it's like Exeggutor now has like the deepest lore of all of Pokemon.
That's why he's so happy and high at the same time.
Well, not only that, but it said, like, its neck grows in the presence of strong direct sunlight or something like that. So, like, they basically told you this is a thing.
And
before,
like,
it was a thing.
Yeah, and it's based off of, like, just the long-ass palm trees that you can find in, like, Florida and everything. And the other ones are more like palm trees that you would find in, like, desert areas, because they're a lot, like, squatter and way different than the actual palm trees that, like, we know.
Squatter?
Squatter. They're shorter. They're short and fat.
Squatter.
See, Babu.
Proper word for that sentence.
Sure it is.
No.
I love how Kat just appeared out of nowhere for that. I imagine she just, like, poofed in a cloud of smoke to come up with this.
Fine.
Well, actually.
But he's great. He's our derpy little friend.
Like, this whole thing, though, completely took me by surprise.
You can't call him a derpy friend.
Absolutely.
Because we've talked about multiple times how I wanted new evolutions since we haven't gotten that since Gen 4, and, like, this is, like, totally, like, a different twist on that I never expected. And I love that it's not just, like, oh, they're holding an item, or when you move them over to this area, they turn into it. Like, they actually are the same Pokemon, but they, like, adapted to the different environment. Like, it's cool as hell.
It's insanely cool.
I laugh even harder at the people saying they're running out of ideas now.
You know, I
never would have expected.
After this video happened that day, I was sitting
at
work. Did you
talk to that bitch at work?
I did. You know, I showed it to him, and he thought it was, like, the coolest thing. Like, he really, like, he liked it. I showed my sister's boyfriend that night. I went over there for something. And I was like, hey, did you see the new Pokemon stuff? He's like, no, I didn't yet. So I said, here, watch this video. We watched it, and, like, I got, like, an extremely positive response to not just the Alolan Pokemon, but to the new ones and to the stuff that we haven't talked about yet with the island trials. Like, a very positive response to the whole thing. And, you know, it kind of made me feel good because, like, I'm from the perspective of I've been playing this since pretty much it came out. And here is, you know, someone who, like, I work with who's a little bit more casual, who's playing it. I know some of them, but has a different, you know, isn't as, like, accepting of things as I am. And then my sister's boyfriend, who is, you know, he knows Gen 1 and he knows somewhat Gen 2 and then kind of fell out of it. And is in the process of getting back into it now because of all this stuff coming out and is seeing these new things. And it's like, this looks so cool. This is awesome. Like, I'm so glad I'm getting back into this.
And, like, it's not only cool to see a positive response from it, but it's just cool in general that this is something that they decided to do after so long. Because, I mean, we've seen stuff, minor stuff like this in the anime with, like, the Orange Islands and stuff. And we'll get more into that later on. But this is, like, this is stuff that happens in nature all the time. Like, certain animals adapt to their the region that they live in differently. So, like, we just talked about the palm trees. You're going to have different palm trees in the desert than you do in, like, the coast. And so to see, like, this Vulpix and this absolutely gorgeous Ninetales design that, like, adapted because they were pushed from where they were and they had to go up toward the mountains, and to survive in the mountains they had to get used to being in the snow and the ice, and so these normally fire type Pokemon now became ice type Pokemon. And same with Sandshrew and Sandslash having these new forms and new looks. Vulpix and Ninetales are beautiful and I love their designs the most. But I think Sandshrew and Sandslashes are more interesting in just how different they are and what happened to them.
Yeah.
Like, with Sandshrew having, like, the igloo design is just fucking adorable as it is. But Sandslash having, like, the hooked claws that you would find in, like, rock climbing equipment and stuff instead of its normal pointy claws, because it has to run and climb ice and everything, and it's really fucking cool, and I can't wait to see. There was a rumored list, and
yeah, I was gonna talk about that after.
I'll pull that up real quick, but
I've got it up.
I'm just super excited.
They both win. I like how Sandshrew's is kind of like an interesting twist on things that Sandshrew already has. Like when you see him spin like sideways like a turtle in the trailer, as opposed to balling up, it's just cool.
Yeah, because according to the website entry, he if he wants to move quickly, it uses his stomach to slide across the ice like a curling rock.
Can't wait to see more.
Like, I feel like, you know, I was looking at these and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I feel like they, like, this is kind of, I don't want to say a gimmick, but instead of getting like 20 new mega evolutions, you know, that we're gonna get these this time around, is these new forms for this region.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that I was a little bit concerned about is that we were going to get a smaller Pokedex, or like a smaller new entries, kind of like we did with Kalos, where we only got like 69 new ones. Huh. But we had, you know, 26 megas or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then there was that insane, like the crazy, like, backlash over it. Like, oh, instead of giving us new Pokemon, they just gave us all these megas. And even though, like, the megas, a lot of them were some really cool designs with Charizard, Blastoise, Alakazam, you know, a lot of them were like really cool. People got really pissed off because they only got 69 new Pokemon. So I feel like I feel like this might be headed in that direction, and I don't want it to. Like, I want to get more. I really don't feel like people bitch again.
Haven't they said that there's going to be a lot more Pokemon in this one? I feel like they've said something like that.
One of the rumors that I heard was there's going to be, like, 90 new Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, 30-ish, like, Alolan forms.
I'm pretty okay with that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like I remember, like, in an early interview even, like, somebody asked about the amount of Pokemon, like, clearly in reference to the smaller amount in Kalos, and it seemed like they were sort of saying, like, well, yeah, there's going to be more than there was. Like, I felt like that was reassured early on.
I would like, if we are going to get something like 90, I kind of would like another Eevee.
Or wait, I something. Think they said there's no Eevee. Didn't they say that, too?
Did they?
It hasn't actually been said, but the Eevee's Pokedex showed up in one of the Japanese trailers last month, and there wasn't a space for it. Like, the Pokeballs around Eevee, there wasn't any new ones there. I mean, granted, that could have been altered for the trailer to try not to spoil things, but
right.
At least according to that trailer, there isn't a new slot or anything like that. But
what was I gonna say? Like, I feel like with these, like, Alolan forms, though, it does feel more different than Megas to me, though. Like, even though, like, some of the Megas gain different typing, it's still much more of a different experience for me to, like, raise this Sandshrew or this Vulpix. Like, I just raised a Vulpix in one of my replays, but, like, I could raise this one out and be in a different experience as opposed to a Mega, because you're only getting it for such a small amount of time, and it just... And with how overpowered you are in Kalos, you don't even really need it, to be honest. It's just kind of a for-show thing in the campaign.
Yeah, like, you know, Sceptile will only become, he becomes dragon type, but only for the purposes of that battle at that moment in time. This Vulpix and Ninetales are always ice type.
Yeah, because they feel like different Pokemon, which is cool. So, like, I'm if that is anywhere near true with, like, the 90 new and the 30, like, new olds, I'm kind of fine with that. Like, I really do hope that they keep that EXP all system, because I'm already, like, planning multiple teams, and like I love being able to rotate so that I can try out multiple things, not in like decide, hey, that's not working, or hey, I like both of you, so I'm just going to keep both of you on.
Now, I guess I'll go through it. Now, the rumored list has Rattata and Raticate being dark type, Butterfree being bug psychic, the Abra line as being fighting, the Nidoking and Queen being poison fighting, Growlithe and Arcanine being water, and Doduo and Dodrio being fighting flying. A couple of things that I noticed. One is that they're all Gen 1. Do you think that they will do anything besides Gen 1 as an Alolan form?
I hope so.
I hope so. I'm not expecting them to.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they're going to do it as all Gen 1s, because 20th anniversary.
Yep.
I mean, it makes sense, but it would be nice for them to give at least a couple from the other ones. I mean,
it would be nice. It would be nice to for them to do that, but
because like the 20th anniversary is encompassing everything, you know, it's not just the first gen, you know.
Yeah. I think we'll see. Like I just said, I feel like most of what we see is probably going to be Gen 1. Because they're trying to pull those nostalgia strings to get more people to buy the game. I also feel like if these games get a third version or a sequel of some sort, that we could see more different ones in the future.
That could be cool.
Being added,
I could see
or
that.
Or some in like a post-game scenario or something like that. There's a lot we don't know. And
yeah.
If... let's see, that would be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's only 17, including the ones on this list. And like I said, if that rumor's true that there's going to be 30-ish, there's still a good chunk that we don't know.
About everything. Like, I'm already having these multiple possible, like, team members I want. We're just at the tip of the iceberg on top of Sancher's back.
Like, it's kind of insane because I always go through these games going, okay, I want to make a team that's all new because I want to have that experience. But now it's like I want to do a team that's all new, but now there's all these old guys that are new again. And
you're getting a new take. You can get a new take on these old Gen 1 Pokemon, and it's really cool to just see them in a different way.
That's why I noticed
that four of the five they showed us are all ice types for whatever reason.
Because, like, I wanted all new Pokemon, but I wanted to be able to use Mega Venusaur, so I like that I was able to use Mega Venusaur and Go-Goat at the same time without them losing levels.
Yeah.
I could just switch them out every couple steps, not steps, like gyms or whatever, and they kept the same, so, like, that's why, even if it is kind of overpowered, but...
And one thing that I did read, I think it was on the official site... that, like, to get a Fire Vulpix, you need to trade it, I think, from, like, XY or Oras, or import it from your Gen 1 Virtual Console game to get the Fire-type Vulpix, because Kalos has no Fire-type Vulpix. Like, they're all fucking Ice-types. They all went up to the mountains, all every single fucking one of them. They all went up in a pact. Part. They're like, we're gonna go play in the snow.
I'm now seeing a plot in the anime of, like, a pack of white Vulpix, and there's, like, the lone fire one, and it's, like, lost or something, and Ash and friends are like, let's derail our journey to help it.
I say it's an excuse to bring Brock back.
They probably won't. I thought they were going to bring Mei back to promote Oras, and they didn't.
Yeah, I know.
He got kicked in the Oras.
I would love to bring Brock back, but... one thing that this, we'll talk about that later. I want to kind of move on to the Z moves right now.
Okay, so
Z version confirmed.
Basically,
we know.
Go ahead.
What the stone in the trailer in the logo is, and what the bracelet is on their wrist. It is a Z ring with a Z crystal. There are 18 Z crystals, one for each type, and basically the way it works is your Pokemon has to know a certain type move that corresponds to that Z crystal. So an electric type move and hold an electric Z crystal. Then you can use your Z ring to activate the Z move once per battle. And it's like this super move that's like full screen animation, and you do like a little like Toku Henshin pose to make it activate, and that's what it fucking looks like. And then just for extra cross promotion, they're making a toy that you can change the crystals in, and if you use it in the game and you have the same crystal in the ring, the toy, it'll like light up and make noise or something and vibrate. I don't know what the hell it does. It just goes crazy. It's actually really cool, and I want it. And the Japanese version comes with a stone looking, not an actual stone, but it's a stone looking case holder for all 18 crystals. And I really wish they'd give us that here.
Hashtag why I'm importing.
Like, it's really obnoxious.
And like what gets me is that like the U.S. site didn't really say anything about the other crystals. Apparently the GameStop website does have a listing for crystal 3 packs.
Really?
But it kind of makes it sound, it shows in the picture, it shows 9 crystals. So I can't figure out from the listing whether there's 3 different packs of 3 or whether they are like booster packs of 3 crystals that you can get out of the 18 different types. Because it says chosen at random. So I can't figure out whether that means random as in these are random packs, or random as you're going to get one of these 3 packs that are predetermined. You just don't know which one you're getting. I can't really understand it. But
either way, it's stupid. Exactly.
Regardless, Japan's special edition comes with the plate that you can display all 18 crystals on, the ring, and 3 crystals. And then there's 2 announced packs of 3 crystals.
It comes with
well.
6, bro.
Does it come with 6?
6. Electric, fire, water, grass, fighting, and normal.
Right, right. So there's 6 and then 12 from the 6 and the other 2 packs. So that's already 12. So we're only missing 6, so 2 more packs would...
Pack 1 is Steel Rock Poison.
Yeah.
Pack 2 is Bug Dark Ghost.
And so with just what Japan's announced in a nice, easy-to-get format, that's already... 12 of the 18 crystals, the ring, and a display plate. And currently all we got here is a ring with 3 crystals and possibly these booster pack things. So, like, I just said, fuck it, I'm waiting for HLJ or AlmiAlmi pre-orders. Or just having Oki go to the store and buying it for me.
Well, I was going to do my thought was, I'll wait for HLJ... I'll do the pre-order. Just close up the bag
of chips.
I'll
rough it around a little bit.
I was closing the bag of chips. With HLJ, you can cancel your pre-order hassle-free at any time. So in the event the American company decides to get their shit together...
They missed the word shit.
We got horrible sensors.
If the American company decides to get their shit together and give us a plate with the English type names, you know, and whatnot, then, you know, you can just cancel your HLJ and get the shit here. Or at least, yeah. You know, a definite way of getting all 18 crystals other than, maybe.
Yeah, because if they do it here and it's booster packs, I'm no.
Booster.
Booster. I'm not going to go through all that when I could just import the Japanese ones that are already predetermined and listed for me. So, but we'll see. The toy's cool. I'm definitely getting it to go with my ring and bangle.
So, I assume this means we're not getting Synergy out of Evolution then?
I've still heard rumors that we are.
Because I heard a rumor that Ash Greninja is going to be in it, but that's like all the rumor I saw said. Like, what does that even mean? And when is Ash is going to be in the game? Like, no.
Because like... I heard that Ash Greninja will appear in the game, and then I also heard that the bracelet that your players wear has multiple uses, and you can switch out between Z-Attacks, Mega Evolution, and Synchro Evolution.
That would be
oh my
nice.
God.
Because, like...
Well, I'm going to dual wield, so...
Because, like... I don't want them... Look, we just talked about not taking up the slots, but I like the... I really like the idea of the Synchron Evolution, because if it's, like, customizable to you, I think that's really cool. Kind of like Ashes is, and... I almost even still hope there might be just a very small amount of Megas in this game, because I like the idea of them continuing all these ideas. Like, in Gen 8, I would love to see them continue the idea of that region having different Pokemon. Like, right. What if Gen 8 we do have, like, where Yungoos came from, and it looks different there? I think that would be cool.
And instead, of, it looks like Hillary Clinton?
Apparently, that would be actually pretty funny, honestly. But, you can like, look like Bernie like Sanders. Of them continuing to support like all the concepts they're coming out with, and like I think I do like the Alolan form idea honestly a little bit more than Megas and Synergy, but I was still like hoping to see what Synergy was going to look like, because
yeah,
I feel like when it happens it'll probably end up being generic, but like I really would love for it to be tied to your character customization. I think that would be cool as hell.
I'd still like to get, like, even if it's like five more Megas, just like to have a continuation to like build on it.
Because I really just want to see all the starters, because it seems unfair right now.
Well, that yeah, I would that actually kind of pisses me off if the rest of the starters don't get them. But yeah, like it would be nice to kind of do different things. I'm definitely though, because I got my four Mega Bangles and my Mega Ring, and I'm gonna have a Z Ring, so I'm gonna dual wield. I'm gonna have one on each side. I don't give a fuck.
Like, imagine, though, like, how cool this will, like, if they have the Synergy evolution and these Alolan forms, not to mention the new Pokemon and these other new things they're implementing, like, Gen 7's, like, shaping up to be epic.
Like, we're still months away, and everything that they've introduced so far is absolutely amazing.
It's just, and we haven't even, like, even our discussion, we still haven't even gotten to, like, the non-gyms and the writing stuff, and it's just like, and it was funny, like a day and a half after this news, I'm like, feel like it's been a while since Pokemon news. Where's the next trailer? Like, I'm like, oh yeah, we just got one yesterday. It's like, I want to know it all now, but at the same time, I love like the, like every couple weeks news of what's happening. Anyway.
Oh yeah, I definitely am very excited for like everything with this game. Like it's just insane
everything that they're pouring into this, like, because X and Y was always pumped to be this big thing, and it was to an extent, but everything they're showing for Sun and Moon is like the absolute love letter to the anniversary. Like new concepts, new everything, new forms of old Pokemon, new ways to evolve, and new like an entirely new playstyle, which we'll talk about in a minute. It's crazy. Like, it's great.
They're great.
They are.
Sorry. Yeah.
Tony Classic the Tiger Tony was right the about Tiger. These ones.
Not this one.
Now if we could just get that Tiger Pokemon.
So, bouncing along to what we were just talking about with the...
Bouncing along is my new favorite segue. I'm not going to use anything else.
To what I was talking about, the new playstyles. There is this new thing called Trial Captains, which we know of four. There is... Lana, the water captain, Mallow, the grass captain, Kiawe, the fire captain, and then me as the electric.
Did you say, oh yeah, there, I just got it. I was like, wait, what?
No, his actual name is Sophocles, for whatever fuck reason.
That's Brian's real name. He changed it for obvious reasons.
But George thinks it's me, so I'm rolling with it. Burning? But, So these are, it says each trial has a captain whose role is to provide guidance to all trial goers. All the captains are trainers who undertook trials in their own island challenge a few years earlier. And so basically what these are is each island has a bunch of trials, and then you undergo these trials, and once you clear all the trials of an island, you get to fight the Kahuna, which is basically kind of like your gym system, give or take.
Mm-hmm. The trials are: you have to kill a hellhound, you have to cure a demon, you have to rescue a soul from hell and deliver. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Supernatural. That was the wrong notes. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Get the right notes. And so the trials aren't necessarily battles. It's very Orange Island, so that it's going to be different things like finding an item or finding a Pokemon or maybe doing a race because we got all these rideable Pokemon now. So it's going to be a wide variety of things that you have to do to complete these trials, and then you get to fight the Kahuna, which is kind of like the gym leader. Hala.
Don't you fight the totem Pokemon in between too?
At the end of each trial, a mighty Pokemon knows a totem Pokemon will be waiting. So every time you complete a trial, you fight a totem Pokemon, and then once you complete all the trials, then you fight the Kahuna. So.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay. But
the
like
big Kahuna.
It's really cool because it basically is gym leaders, but it's not even just like changing them in name. Like, I love the idea of the trials giving you more to do, changing the sort of monotony of it. And also, it makes me a little bit excited for the anime because the anime feels like a meal we're all being forced to eat the rest of our lives. And like anything that will add more flavor to it, like, because this will undoubtedly extend the episodes.
Yeah.
And the gym leader episodes are always the more entertaining. And I think that's really neat, and I think it's a cool way to go about it.
Yes.
100% that. I'm really hoping the Sun and Moon, or whatever we decide to call the actual anime this time around, is good, because there is a lot more to do. And there's something hinting that the grass leader, Mallow, could be Ash's female companion for the show.
Where was that at? How do we determine that?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine.
Works
whatever
for
you
me
say,
now.
Go
oh,
say.
Okay.
Just go to commercial.
So, like we're saying, the totem Pokemon, and then they're like bigger, and they got more defense and stronger attack, and they're going to be a lot harder to defeat, and then they can summon little minion Pokemon to help fight them and everything. So that's really cool. I like all of this so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the fire guy's like his little description says that he trains with his partner Marowak.
That sounds like a euphemism, to be honest. it all ties back to Cubone clutching itself.
To learn these like different dances from different islands or whatever, and so now people are like, "Oh, fire type Marowak confirmed," which would be kind of interesting.
I'm
just picturing it having
chance.
A flaming bone it just throws, and that's kind of badass, honestly.
Right? Like,
yeah, because it's a perfect representation of fire dancers, and that's fantastic. Like, it's a great Pokemon to do that with.
So cool.
I want to say that kind of almost confirms it, because it's like, oh, he trades with his fire type Pokemon. He always uses his Marowak or whatever it says. I'm like, wait, well, hold on. Haha, I see what you did there.
The thing now. Hashtag sly reveal.
that's basically what it is, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like, because in my mind it's confirmed.
Mind confirmed. There's Cat again, just like flying by.
I imagine Cat just on a wire setup like Peter Pan, just flying in. Confirmed.
And I love the idea of this, because you have four islands, and it doesn't really say how many trial captains are going to be on each island, because it implies that there'll be multiple trials per island, obviously. So these aren't going to be the only four that we have throughout the game. So it'll be interesting to see how the Z crystals are found or given out. I tweeted this, I think yesterday, that it would be interesting. It would be interesting if these captains, you defeated their trial or whatever, and then they gave you the Z crystal for that type. And one of the rumors from the Chinese leak was there are no traditional gyms and no Pokemon League in Alola. Your goal is actually to create one. After you do, an Elite Four will appear, which are the leaders of each island. And so I said, well, what if they do this kind of thing where to build a league, you kind of order the kahunas however you want as like an Elite Four. And then out of the supposed maybe 18, if they do one of each type, captains, out of those 18, you pick 8 as the gym leaders and you formulate your own league. And then you can share that league online. And people can randomly download like a league and then go through a post-game scenario where they have to like fight the 8 gym leaders in a row or something.
That would be really cool.
And like that just seems like a really awesome, fantastic idea. Hint, hint, Nintendo, hire me.
Not just take the idea, but just hire me. The idea comes with me. It's a package deal.
But I think something like that would be really cool. Because what this game desperately needs is, not only is it shaping up to be like an absolutely just fantastic Pokemon game in its own right, but I feel it needs to have a really solid post-game and something to keep people coming back. Like, we haven't had that, to me anyway, since Battle Frontier. And so not having something to keep training for and building teams for, other than like VGC, which I don't actually play, there's not a whole lot there. And to have either like a new Battle Frontier that you create using these captains, or like a downloadable league, or something just to keep gutting for and training Pokemon for, is something that this game, to me at least, desperately needs. And something like that would have been really cool, I think. So
there was like a lot to do in Black and White too, but it like came at a time where I just wasn't in a Pokemon mood by the time I finished. So like I still have a shit ton to do on there. I just never did. But like I also hope that like this new system extends the life of the main campaign as well, because I remember actually really loving that large gap between the first and second gyms in Kalos, and then like it immediately returned to that speed run. And like maybe the gap was a little bit too long, but like I liked that the campaign lasted longer and it felt like I was actually journeying between goals instead of like instant transmissioning between goals.
Yeah.
So like not only just the post game, but I'd love to have the campaign have a longevity feel that like as you get older, because time moves faster, you notice it even more. So I hope that both of those things happen.
Yeah,
I feel like it will have I feel like it will have a longer post game or possibly stuff like that, because since we're not getting a third version,
right? That,
yeah. So I think that's a good sign, at least, or a hopeful sign.
So now, how do you think that will transition into the anime? All
right, so that is actually something that kind of confirms something that leaked a really long time ago. Not too long after we got the starter Pokemon, there was these illustrations of potential final evolutions with Rowlet being a like hooded archer owl was
the girl was
flying. The Litten would become a fire dark wrestler design. And then Popplio would become a water fairy, like mermaid, siren sort of design. And inside the Litten Evolutions artwork is like a picture of whatever this Pokemon's name is, I don't remember, lying down with all the starters kind of climbing on top of it. And you can see a rough illustration of a male trainer, which is clearly Ash because there's a Pikachu on his shoulder and it's got Ash's hat. And next to it is Mallow, the grass trial captain. And note that this came out well before we knew about trial captains. And so, like, we've seen Mallow since this leak came out. And again, didn't know a damn thing until this came out and someone's like, wait, that looks familiar. And they went back and looked at this picture and was like, oh shit, Mallow is right there. And so with it being drawn next to Ash, and I see no real reason why Ash would even be on here, it's leading people to think that Mallow might be one of the traveling companions for Ash in the Sun and Moon anime. But it could just be something that they just kind of did for shits and giggles. It's not confirmed or anything, but
does that mean that those ones are real?
There is a strong possibility now that Mallow is in this artwork that these are indeed the final evolutions, or at least something that was considered as the final evolutions at one point. I would say it's probably a pretty good shot at being real.
Yeah.
In which case, Rowlet is my favorite thing in the universe.
Or at least close to it. Maybe they'll be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I saw somebody thinking, based on us not having the traditional gym system, that maybe Ash actually wins the Kalos League.
And well, that's kind of what I was going to go into, because I know he's in the finals with Alon.
I kind of just assumed he would win second, or get second, but, like, given this change, maybe he does win, and so his goal is to build a Alola League, which would be, a next step type deal.
Yeah, well, I feel like Greninja has to beat Charizard. Like, there's all this build-up to Greninja being this amazing thing and their partnership, and they keep challenging fucking Mega Charizard and not finishing it. I just kind of feel like Greninja has to win. And that's kind of like, that's how I started thinking about this when we were discussing, especially just now, is how is this going to translate into the anime, and could that be why Ash goes to Alola? Is, you know, he wins, and then he runs into, you know, when he's back in Pallet Town visiting his mom and Oak, either Oak takes him there, or the professor, or, you know, one of the people, important people from Sun and Moon, comes to Pallet Town to, like, recruit him to do this.
Hollow would be a good choice for that, I think.
Hollow.
Yeah, and so he comes there, and he goes to Alola and does this whole, you know, goes through the island trial. Like, oh, well, you know, you have to prove yourself worthy of, and so he has to go through the island trials before he can do anything or whatever. I mean, that would definitely be an interesting setup, as, you know, having to travel around Alola, do these trials in order to make them a Pokemon League.
What's this feeling of slightly being excited for the anime?
I should get our hopes up just in case.
Yeah.
You said Greninja has to beat Charizard. What if Greninja beats Charizard and then he beats Ash with his other Pokemon?
Like with Metang, like Metang just comes out and just rapes Ash.
It's like right off the bat, it's Charizard versus Greninja is the first matchup. Greninja wins, and then like he just slowly chips him down with his other team members.
Metang comes out and knows like Thunderbolt and just wrecks everybody.
Metang, use Whirlwind! What? Doesn't even have a mouth! That's what makes it so powerful.
It just spins around.
Oh, man.
And a couple other things that were on these rumors were...
Furfro gets new styles, that's stupid.
Yeah, Furfro gets more styles, which no one cared about in the first place, so whatever. There's a new cat Pokemon that varies in type and appearance based on breeding. I forgot how... I'm on PokeJungle right now, it's just a simple sentence, but there was something I read that it was a mechanic where, like, it took on the main type of the male parent, and then its secondary type was the main type of the female parent.
That's weird.
Or something like that. That would be an absolutely crazy, crazy shit mechanic that I would absolutely adore. So that would be really cool. There's a new snowman Pokemon line with two stages, and it's Ice Ghost, so it's basically Vanilluxe rehashed.
But with Ghost.
Yeah.
Boost!
The Diamond Stones will be collectibles throughout the region, acts similarly to Mega Stones, but not exactly, which is kind of true. There's new Pokemon based on a dolphin, a sea cucumber, a snowman, which I just talked about, a mushroom, which we already have, and a rugby monkey.
A rugby monkey?
One thing I did read, that Rockruff's evolution is a werewolf. I also heard that he has a split evolution, in which one of them is a werewolf and one of them is not. I don't know whether that one is true, and then...
What would the other one be? Just like a dog? Like, oh, is it werewolf just... werewolf?
And Marshadow, another copyrighted Pokemon that was around the same time as Solgaleo and Lunala, has a very unique type combo, which at this point means jack shit, because a lot of the shit that we're getting is new type combinations.
So, yeah, which is fantastic.
I love it. But that's... I don't want to say that's all, because that's still a ton. And
that is so much.
A lot of the things they showed off with riding the Pokemon... like, it showed you riding Sharpedo around and breaking rocks in the water. They were summoning a Charizard to fly on. It showed you running across gravel and breaking stuff with Tauros and Mudsdale and stuff like that. It's kind of leading me into a direction to believe that HMs aren't a thing anymore.
It will be fantastic.
And instead you'll be able to summon these rideable Pokemon and... clear your path or do whatever you need to without having to rely on teaching a Pokemon a move. Now, granted, I'm sure all these moves will still exist.
Yeah.
Because I don't see them getting rid of Cut or getting rid of Surf or Waterfall.
Yeah, because Cut's the most powerful move in Ash's arsenal, honestly. Greninja
Cut.
Like, it would be great if it was, like, you. Best of both worlds. Like, if I have my Water Starter and I'm going to teach it Surf, then cool, I can Surf, but... if I don't have a flying type I can fit on my team, I can go rent a Charizard and fly to wherever in the hell. Yeah, I love that idea.
Basically exactly like how the Eon Flute works in Oras with Megalatios and Megalatias. You can fly if you want to, or you can use that item and then Latios will come visit you wherever the hell you are and say, hey bitch, fly. And then you can zoom around and do shit.
It's funny that this comes up because... I don't remember what context it was. It wasn't one of his LP videos, but it was like some sort of video that Chugga Conroy was in. And he was saying how he's wanted them to get rid of HM moves for a long time. And he said it would be cool if they did something like, it wasn't Pokemon, but like instead like the player could like just rent items that did certain things like strength moves or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Using Pokemon actually makes a lot more sense, but it's kind of a twist on that idea. So I really hope it's true because they've been sort of making it better, like starting with like... or, like, I guess TMs are like reusable and stuff, but they've been making it better and not quite as mandatory, but it would be nice to sort of have that system in place, because it more so in older playthroughs, but it really can hinder you sometimes, especially, like, I noticed in these older ones I've been playing, is, like, if I can't find a flying type I want to use, but, like, sometimes you kind of have to, because it's obnoxious to have to box somebody and, like, go pick up a Pidgey to fly you around, and yeah. Then... walk into a cave and forget you needed strength and have to go get that one Pokemon you had it or whatever, and so I really hope that ends up happening. Like, they're just doing everything we want, apparently.
And, like, I don't know how to handle it because we're getting more news on the 12th. I'm not expecting this one to be, like, a huge-ass trailer like this one was. Like, this one was... you had to watch it like 3 or 4 times in order to comprehend what the hell was going on.
Yeah. I didn't expect it.
The next news will drop like 2 days after we record the next episode, so we won't get to talk about it next week, but the week after we can. Like I said, I'm not expecting it to be a huge bit of information, probably just another Pokemon or two. But I could be entirely wrong, and they could be showing us Synchro Evolution or new Megas or something huge. I don't know at this point. After this trailer, I figure any fucking thing is possible.
It's funny because, like, when I clicked on it, I like watched it right when I woke up because I was like groggily going through Twitter on my iPad, and so like, I clicked on the video and I didn't bother looking at the time, and like I never touched the iPad to see how long it was, and like it just kept going. Like, after every little section or every Pokemon, I kept thinking, all right, they're gonna show the Sun and Moon box art and it's gonna be over, and it just kept going with information. And I'm kind of hoping that this next information, even if it's just the three, I would want to see like maybe the middle evolutions. Like, maybe that was just the whole trailer, just the middle evolutions, because like,
yeah,
even if they could show both the whole evolution line, that'd be even better. But like, even just the middle ones, because like I want a clue about whether these are real or not. And I just want to see them, but like,
yeah,
that would be like, starter evolutions are like a small bit of big information, because it's not like this one where it's just like a ton of different Pokemon and information, but it's like it would just be three, but because starters are like iconic,
right?
Like I want to see him. I got to know.
Oh, but no, God, this was nuts.
It really was.
Like, okay, so, like, just recapping this, there was, hold on 1 second. Okay, there we go.
What was that?
That's a little bit better. So there was 5 Alolan forms shown off. There was 6 new Pokemon shown off, one of which has 4 different forms. Then they showed off the Island Challenge mechanic, announcement of Totem Pokemon, announcement of the Island Kahunas, showed off 4 of the Trial Captains, showed off Z-Moves, the Z-Ring, and the Z-Crystals, and then said, hey look, you can ride all of these Pokemon. Have fun, guys. All in one fucking trailer. Like, I woke up, it's I nuts. Clicked on it, and I saw, how much is it? 5 minutes and 15 seconds. And I'm like, a 5-minute trailer? Oh, this shit's gonna be good. And then it just, like, kept spewing out new game mechanics and new Pokemon. I'm like, this is fantastic.
I was just thinking, I didn't think about it before, but bringing up the Pokemon with multiple forms and then that cat rumor, that could be another cool way of having more Pokemon in the decks, is like if it was the 90, but it could technically be more, because if you have Pokemon like that cat or this bird we know about, that actually they're different forms, but they're kind of different Pokemon in a way.
Oh yeah, because like, I mean they're the same Pokemon, but they look entirely different, they have entirely different typing, and I'm sure they have entirely different stats.
Yeah, so that could be another way we'll have a lot more Pokemon, because if it's it could be 90, but like 10 of those could have different form branches, which could be cool.
I don't think Bineer's different colors mean anything. It didn't really say any which way, but an adorable little thing. I don't know. This trailer exhausted me.
I just can't wait for the next one. It's like, Morphicon, what? I want the next trailer. There's just so much happening.
It's just gonna happen when I wake up on Friday.
It's just like it's like this frustrating thing, where I really, like I said, I really do want to know all of it now, but at the same time, I love having like these little presents dropped on your front porch every morning.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't even factor into like Coral leaks that are gonna happen in like 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Maybe that'll have the starters.
I forgot when that normally happens. I don't remember when we first saw Petobear.
Classic Petobear and Petobear mess around. Right. And that's the show. It's just Pokemon now, honestly. It's Flareo and Pokemon. There's no Flareo right now.
I'm perfectly fine with that, let's be real.
We did get a bit of that universe, like, tidbit of news, though. We got to see Superman's suit in Supergirl. And I like it, because I didn't think they were gonna do it, because like not even like the comics or like the cartoons do it, but I was like slightly fearful they were gonna put the dumbass underwear on him, but they didn't, so I'm happy. So I think it looks good.
And we have to make a meme out of Superman's ass.
And Cat Grant is basically confirmed now to be reoccurring. So
yeah, I'm glad she's still on. I understand not all the time, because I mean it's Calista Flockhart, so. It's an understandable situation where she doesn't want to have to move to Vancouver. But I'm glad she's committed enough to come back like, for every couple episodes or whatever.
Yeah, and I hope it's not like they just have her reoccurring this season to write her out. I hope that she just stays on as a reoccurring thing, because I felt like that was an important relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the guy that's quote-unquote replacing her as like the main boss guy is funny, so I think that could be for some interesting things. I mean, I feel like she has to be in the crossover, just because I want to see her, like, interact with people.
Yeah.
Like, her and Cisco in the naming war is really all I want. Like, her and Cisco in a naming war and Diggle reacting to Supergirl, do whatever else you want, I just want those two things. Alright. But Now it's time for
Final Thingies MP3.
Final Thingies!
Because he was so close.
He almost made it. Pokemon wore him out. He just, like, he ate all those chips and his tummy got all warm and then he fell asleep. So, typical spiel about sending in your TTMS for next week for fun.
Please make them all about Pokemon. Story.
Make them all about Pokemon. God, can you imagine doing, like, a keep, rewrite, destroy, or, like, for just Pokemon that you'd have to, like, either keep them, redesign them, or get rid of them? Ideas, people.
Do that.
Let's be gut-wrenching. Do that. Just let's make the show about Pokemon. It's eventually going to be called PPP.
What?
What did the P stand for? Shut up. Oh, Jesus, it happened. I've gotten sneezed on, like, 25 times in this episode.
Just make all of the TTMF questions, like, from now on, just variants of that game. we'll do one about, like, Sentai series or Power Ranger series or Kamen Rider series, and then one about which Pokemon we would kill. And then one regarding something in the Flareoverse. It'll be great.
They really are fun questions, and they kind of give you a little bit more to go off of than just, like, a
single
answer. Except
for that obvious one from last week, or was it last week or the week before last? I don't
know. Where we just got rid of Kamen Rider. It was just really easy.
Yeah.
We're just like, get rid of Kamen Rider and, like, just get rid of it again, just for good measure. Just, you know. You know how it is.